Excuse me, we're back in the study session right now, and the next item on the agenda is to review tonight's agenda for our main council meeting, or regular council meeting, I should say. Anything on page two? Page three? Page four? Page five? Page six? Page seven? Page eight? Page nine? And page 10. Okay. Next item is the acknowledged receipt of minutes of various boards and committees.
So moved.
We have a motion by the Vice Mayor, second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Do we have any reports? Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd just like to report an event this morning at which Mr. Jones, you, and Ms. Richens and I attended at the opening of the Cardin Children's Hospital at Banner Desert. And we had a great time helping escort the kids who are patients at the existing hospital into the new hospital. And there were a tremendous amount of great of community support from the cheerleaders from Mesa High School, Sons Gorilla, Sparky, and a lot of mascots. And it was, I think, a great event for kids, families, and healthcare in the Valley. Thank you.
Oh, nothing? Anything else? Councilmember, or Vice Mayor, sorry about that.
Well, yeah, the other night, I believe I saw Dina and you. We were at the MAC for the Dia de los Muertos, opening at the MAC for their weekend celebration. We also had a little thing on Friday afternoon out at Senator McCain.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. Town Hall in Mesa with Senator John McCain, which was interesting to say the least. We found out that people have some very, I would call it passionate opinions on healthcare. But it was great to have the senator in our community talking and listening to citizens about something as important as that and defense and other things that senators listen to. So that was good. So thank you.
And,
good turnout.
City Hall at the Mall.
We had City Hall at the Mall. I guess Councilmember Summers isn't here, so that's why we're not talking about it. City Hall at the Mall at Superstition Springs, which is in District 6, which is why we're not hearing anyone talking about it, which went very well. Mr. Brady, you want to give us a little bit of input on that?
No, I think we were very pleased with the turnout. Thank you for the members of council who were able to make it and supporting that. Appreciate really the city staff for taking time out on Halloween Day to be there. But we hand out lots of candy and a lot of information about city services. We had just a constant flow. Appreciate Superstition Springs and all the staff from Westcorp for accommodating us. This has really worked out as a great way. I don't know if we have the numbers yet, Kevin. 1,000 people going through. So, and that's over, about a four-hour period of time. So really appreciate the hard work by the city staff to make them available, to be available. And I think we had a really good turnout. Thank you.
Thank you. And on Sunday, with all the talk of how bad things are in our economy, and they certainly aren't very good, there are some bright spots out there. On Sunday, I had the opportunity to attend the groundbreaking for the All Saints Catholic Church, their new church on Wrecker between Brown and McKellips. And then Councilmember Kavanaugh, I'm looking at Dina, Councilmember Higgins and I were at the Apache Wells. They've just built a beautiful new clubhouse and had a lot of people out there and their grand opening. So there are some good things going on. There's ribbon cuttings going on. There's activity. It's just not as significant as we'd like it to be, but there are bright spots out there. Things are happening, things that are good. Game night. Councilmember Richens, why don't you talk about game night, which happened actually
Arizona involved in neighborhoods happened citywide. I want to thank everybody who organized block watches and council members fanned out across the city. And I think there's 19 in District 1 that I knew of, and went to as many as I could and ran into the mayor a time or two and other city staff that were around meeting neighbors. It's really a great time. It helps build confidence in Block Watch and helping neighbors get to know each other. And that really helps people understand each other's patterns. And once they have that down, then they can see when something's out of place. So thanks a lot to all the city staff and those who organize those things.
Good. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I neglected to mention last Thursday night we had another Building Stronger Neighborhoods event, this time in District 3, which I like to think broke all crowd records for events. So we had a packed house at the Webster Cafeteria, many more people than we thought we would. This is in the Sycamore and Main Street neighborhood, and it was a very, very positive meeting. And the interesting things about the citizen survey that we did, the results showed very, very positive reaction to and comments about the light rail and the impact on that neighborhood. So my thanks to all the city staff who worked so hard to make that event come off. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and Council, just to remind you, this Thursday for a study session, we're actually going to be doing a tour of the homes that we have been working on through the neighborhood stabilization program. We'll be touring some of the properties that have been acquired, also showing before and after pictures of tours of properties that we've purchased and done some rehab to. So that we'll be doing that with some of our partners, and we're going to end the morning with a tour of the Mesa Can property and show you what an important amenity that is for that neighborhood and providing services. So we encourage you all to be here. We'll begin getting on the bus at 7:15. We'll leave at 7:30 a.m. and we should be done by 9:30. So we encourage if you're available to come on that tour and kind of do a field trip study session. And then just a reminder that the November 12th study session has been canceled. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
We'll move.
Second. Got a motion, second to Councilman Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned and we'll meet you upstairs.